This is a Squiz podcast. We're your shortcut to being informed.
Squiz Kids!
It's your daily news fix. Fun, free, fresh.
Good morning and welcome to Squiz Kids Today, your fresh take on what's happening in the world around you. I'm Bryce Corbett. It's Monday, May 23, in Squiz Kids Today. Australia has a new Prime Minister. France has a mustard shortage. Bats are pretending to be bees, and TikTok is going into gaming. That's what's making news, kids style.
The Lowdown.
Australia has a new Prime Minister in the shape of Anthony Albanese after Australian voters overwhelmingly turned their backs on Scott Morrison and his coalition government at this weekend's federal election. Truth be told, neither of the two main political parties, Labour or Liberal, did especially well in the weekend's contest. Yes, Anthony Albanese will be the next Prime Minister, and the Labour Party will form the next Australian government. But in something of a first for Australia, voters turned away from both of them in droves, throwing their support instead behind independent candidates and the Greens. And while some commentators worried that so many different politicians in Parliament, with so many different ideas and opinions, would make things a little bit crazy for the next 3 years, others said it was democracy in action, a case of the Australian people's votes being counted in the purest, most literal sense of the term. A word you're going to hear a lot of in the next couple of weeks and months is crossbench. It refers to all of the people who will now be heading to Canberra's Parliament House who don't belong to either the Labour or Liberal or National parties. It's called the crossbench because they don't sit on the benches on the Labour side of the parliamentary chamber, and they don't sit on the benches on the Liberal side. Hold on tight, everyone. Everything down Canberra way is about to get a whole lot more interesting.
Globe.
Each day we give the world globe a spin and find a news story from wherever it stops. And today we've landed in France, La Belle France, where the nation has its knickers in a knot over a mustard shortage. Sacré bleu, c'est pas possible. Bah, but it is possible, thanks to a drought in Canada. Said to be caused by climate change, the farmers in Canada who produce mustard seeds used to make the yellow condiment have been unable to supply French mustard makers, and so the mustard shelves in French supermarkets are looking empty. The war in Ukraine has made the situation worse, with Ukraine being another of the countries in the world that grows lots of mustard plants and seeds. Interesting, isn't it? How mustard comes from a seed, and how the way the world is so interconnected that a shortage of something in one country can have an impact on another country far, far away. I was lucky enough to live in France for 10 years, and I know how much they love their mustard, so this will be keenly felt. I also know that no self-respecting French person would ever say sacré bleu, so there's that too.
Animal Kingdom.
You know the saying clever as a fox, right? Well, I think the world should consider changing that to clever as a mouse-eared bat. Because scientists have discovered that these cunning little mammals buzz like wasps to scare away predators. Some researchers think this is the first case of a mammal mimicking, which means pretending to be an insect. The European bats are commonly hunted by two kinds of owls, and like many birds, the owls avoid stinging insects. So those clever little bats have evolved to make a buzzing sound, which startles the owls and makes them fly away, worried they're going to get stung. There are other animals that have similar tricks. There's a type of African toad that can hiss like a snake when it's threatened, and a bird that imitates a rattlesnake. But this is the first time it's been seen in a mammal. Clever like a bat. Yeah, I think it'll catch on. Aha! That's the classroom companion clarion, to indicate to all those Squiz Kids for School subscribers out there that today's curriculum-aligned, differentiated literacy worksheets are tied to this item in the podcast. Not a Squiz Kids for School subscriber? To jump into a free trial, check out the link in today's episode notes or at squizkids.com.au.
Pop Culture Corner.
Just when you thought TikTok couldn't possibly suck you in anymore, or that you couldn't spend more hours of your day brainlessly scrolling through funny dog videos, comes news that the stupidly popular social media platform is thinking about offering games. According to reports, TikTok users in Vietnam have had access to in-app games for a while now, as TikTok uses tech-savvy Vietnamese users as a test base. Did you know that 70% of Vietnam's population is under the age of 35, which makes the country a really interesting place for tech companies to test out new products? No word yet on when games will be available to Aussie users, which is probably just as well, because I haven't yet worked out how to use TikTok proper, much less access the games that are in there.
Time for the quiz.
This is the part of the podcast where you get to test how well you've been listening. Question number one, who is the new Prime Minister of Australia? Yeah, that's right, it's Anthony Albanese. Question number two, which political party does our new Prime Minister belong to? Yeah, you got it, it's the Australian Labor Party. Question number three, which social media platform is considering introducing games? Yeah, that's right, it's TikTok. Yeah!
Shout outs.
It's May 23. Today is World Turtle Day, a day to recognise how cool turtles and tortoises are and to raise awareness of the importance of protecting their habitats. So, be sure to celebrate turtles today. Oops, there goes the dad joke alarm. It's also a special day for these Squiz kids celebrating a birthday today. Abby from Old Beach, Reese from Grange, Zach from Thornley West, and Indy from Eaton's Hill. And belated birthday wishes go to Oliver from Malvern East, Charlotte from Hawthorne, AJ from Melbourne, Sophie from Stanmore, Indigo from Thornley, and Oliver, who's listening all the way over there in Johor Bahru in Malaysia. And classroom shout-outs go to Class 5-6 Kingfishers and Ms Wong at Condong Public School, who were recently affected by the flooding in northern New South Wales and have had to move to another location. Hope things are working out for you guys. A shout out too to Class 6ER and Mrs. Rigney at Hamilton South Public School, and to Ms. Heaton and Ms. Evelyn's class at Branksome Hall Asia in Jeju, South Korea, with a happy birthday to Jun and Seyul, and I hope I've pronounced those correctly. And a final special shout out to 56V at Abbotsford Public School. Amanda loved visiting you guys on Thursday and is extremely impressed by your acting talent. Don't forget, if you've got a birthday coming up and you want a shout out, or if you're after a classroom shout out, drop us a line at squizkids@thesquiz.com.au. Well, that's all we have time for. Thanks for listening to Squiz Kids today. We'll be back again tomorrow. In the meantime, get out there and have a most excellent day. Over and out.